I'm here with Tim Pennings, professor of mathematics at Hope College in Holland, Michigan. He and his Welsh corgi Elvis will appear at MathFest to deliver a presentation titled "Do Dogs Know Calculus? Bifurcations at the Beach." Tim, thanks for being here. First, I'd like to get you to explain what you and Elvis will be doing at MathFest and tell the audience what you guys will be talking about.
Yeah, okay. About 5 years ago now, Elvis first demonstrated his knowledge of calculus in that when we went to the beach, I would be standing at a point there at the beach close to the water, and I'd throw a tennis ball out into the water down the beach a ways and in the water, and Elvis would run down the beach and then slide in at an angle and go get the ball. And when he did that, it kind of triggered in my mind that whenever I teach Calculus 1, I give a sort of a problem where I usually make it a Tarzan Jane problem, where one of them has to run down a bank and then go into a river or a lake and get to their partner as soon as possible who's sinking in quicksand. And Elvis took that same path that I always drew when I end up finding the minimal path, the minimal time path. And so I did all the calculations, and it turns out that Elvis actually goes into the water at just about the optimal point each time. So I wrote an original paper, Do Dogs Know Calculus, and talked about Elvis's ability to do that. And that was published as a paper. And then a few years later, I got another paper which basically modified the problem in that now I stood in the water with Elvis, and I would throw the ball to another point in the water, and when it's close by, Elvis would swim right to it and bring it back. But when it was way down the beach a ways, Elvis was actually insightful enough that he would run into the shore and down the shore and then back out to the ball to get it. And that's a whole higher level problem. It's called a bifurcation because he has to choose which of the two strategies to do. He'd either swim straight to the water or come in toward shore. Right. And he also did pretty well with that one. And so it's those two papers that I'm going to fold together and give a talk on the combination of them at MathFest this year.
Interesting. What do you want the audience to take away from the presentation?
Oh, well, let's see. Good question. I'd say, first of all, they should just have a fun time with it. Elvis is a real entertainer, and usually when I go and talk at colleges and universities and high schools and such, he's the star of the show, and people just enjoy seeing his excitement as he goes after the ball and such. So I'd say having a good time is part of it. I'd say another thing would be that people hopefully coming away from it will see that things like calculus 1 and multivariable calculus are both used in the papers that are see that those things have some kind of natural applications, and that if you understand calculus and if you know multivariable calculus, that there's some insights to the real world that you have that people who haven't had those courses don't have. So it shows some motivation for understanding those courses and the concepts. And I'd say even more generally, it shows that if a person has a mathematical background and can see the world through the lens of mathematics, it lends some insight. It shows you kind of a richness about the world that you get, that you don't have if you don't have that particular background. Every field that you go into, whether it's, you know, English or poetry or foreign languages or whatever, all those things give you new lenses through which to see the world in kind of a newer, richer way of seeing things. And mathematics is certainly, I'd say, towards the top of the list as far as being able to give people a better appreciation of the world. Let's see, anything else? Probably the only other thing is kind of tied to that nature itself is mathematical. Just the fact that Elvis can find this optimal strategy to get to the ball is just one of many examples where nature finds the optimal solution, whether it be spider webs or honeycombs of a bee or the vein structure in leaves or the root structure of trees. All these are really neat examples where nature finds the optimal solution, and there's something kind of deep about all that. I mean, that's kind of a deep question as to how that all came about that way, and Elvis is just one kind of nice example of that.
Yeah, absolutely is. Elvis, speaking of, has been interviewed and featured on BBC, NPR, ABC News, among others. How does he enjoy
the personal appearances, and what's it like to you to have a dog that some might call famous?
Well, it's quite a bit of fun. We're both hams, and so we both enjoy the attention, as it were, and just the fun of being able to kind of promote Mathematics. And so Elvis loves it all. When we go to high schools and colleges and so on, I can just tell he gets excited as we go through the hallways. He's getting reared up and ready to go. And when we're just around town here, and when we meet people who see him and just say what a cute dog he is, and I have the added fun of being able to say not only is he cute, but if you check him out online, you'll find all sorts of stories about him written from people around the world. I've had people in Europe call me several times that have been using him in theses for dissertations and theses and classes, and I see his name in stuff with Chinese print, and the only word I notice in there is Elvis. And so it's fun to tell kind of local people around here that here's this dog roaming the streets that's known around the world. The Queen of England even knows about him, so that's kind of neat.
That's very neat. Again, Tim's presentation with Elvis will be on Saturday, August 2nd, from 2 to 3:45 p.m. in Madison at MathFest, and it should be a real treat. Tim, thanks a lot. We appreciate the time.
Thank you, Ryan.